Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wednesday night readings with Diane and Nancy in English and Thai. Toll-free caller number is 1-877-497-9937. Call in if you'd like to talk to us tonight. We do like to wait until after the lesson, though, to talk. So if you'd like to call in after the lesson, and we'll bring you on the air to talk with us. We will begin in just a few minutes. Thank you. With Diane Lenning and our co-host Nancy. Tonight's show will be in English and Thai. We are so glad you're with us. Tonight I'm going to open in a different prayer than I've ever prayed before. This is the prayer that was prayed at a national prayer service, and I think it's special. We had a National Day of Prayer May 2nd, a couple of months ago, in 2013. I believe this was from Pastor Greg Laurie, if I'm correct, the honorary chairman for the National Day of Prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you to pray for our nation and the United States of America. And I'm going to include Thailand and all other nations of the world. How you have blessed us through the years, Lord. We rightly sing, America, America, God shed his grace on thee. Yet we see trouble in our culture today. We see the breakdown of the family, crippling addictions, and random acts of horrific violence. Lord, we need your help in America. In recent days, we have done our best as a country, that is, to remove your word and your counsel from our courtrooms, classrooms, and culture. It seems, as President Lincoln once said, that we have forgotten God as a country. But, Lord, you have not forgotten us. You can bless and help and revive our country again. Scripture tells us that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to many people, as given in Proverbs 14:34. Lord, in your mercy, we ask that you will exalt our country again. And I insert in there that you will bless Thailand and all the other countries of the world. We have had a number of great awakenings in America. We have experienced times of refreshing and revivals that changed not only the spiritual, but also the moral landscape. As the psalmist said, will you not revive us again, so that your people may rejoice in you? Psalm 85:6. That is our prayer for America today, Lord. Send a mighty spiritual awakening that will turn the hearts of men and women, boys and girls, back to you. You have told us, if we will humble ourselves and pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, that you will forgive our sins and heal our land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Forgive us today, Lord, and heal this troubled land that we love so much. We ask all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That was as prayed by Pastor Greg Laurie in the National Day of Prayer, May 2nd, 2013. I'm going to pray in our own words tonight for all of us listeners and our friends and family. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you are the Almighty God, that you love us, you care about us, you look after us. We thank you for the many blessings you have given us. Although some of us may not have everything we want, we do, Lord, pray for everything we need, and that you will provide the essentials that every person needs to live a healthy life. We pray for a meeting place for those who have come to know the Lord and are Christians, that they will have a place to meet and share in prayer and scripture reading among their fellow Christians. Lord, we pray that you would bring health and strength. strength to each one of our church family around the world, for we know that when we have accepted the Lord Jesus as our Savior, that we all become a part of your family of God. And we're so grateful to be a member of this wonderful Christian family. And we pray for those yet tonight who are still contemplating or thinking about becoming a Christian, Lord, that you would reveal yourself to them, that they would ask you, Lord Jesus, into their heart as their Lord and Savior tonight or today, whatever it may be for them as they listen. And we pray that you would bless and anoint all our co-hosts and speakers who share the Word of God. And we pray, Lord, that you would be with us in our personal lives and give us health and strength as well so that we can continue to share the Word. We just thank you and praise you, Lord, for your many blessings and for your love for us. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. Well, we're going to listen to a song of Christian music here that you can help get in the mood of worship as you're listening. Let's hear Amy Grant sing El Shaddai. And let's just allow ourselves to get in the spirit of worship with the Lord. I'll be right back with you, so stay with me. El Shaddai by Amy Grant.
El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai, age to age you're still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Echam Kana Adonai, we will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your love and through the ram, you saved the son of Abraham. Through the power of your hand, turn the sea into dry land. To the outcast on her knees, you were the God who really sees. And by your might, you set your children free. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai, age to age you're still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Echam Kana Adonai, we will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai.
Die, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon
the name of the Lord. We thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Well, this is Diane here, and I wanted to apologize for missing last time. We had a family emergency and just couldn't get to the radio show, so I apologize for that. And it may have put Nancy off sequence, because sometimes she's called to work, but she may yet call in, so let's pray she does. She emailed me yesterday that she would, so we'll just pray that she can get to the show in time to read in Thai tonight. But I will continue the show, and if you're learning English, try to follow along in English. It will be a good chance for you to see how much you can pick up, and then when she does do the Thai translation, then you can compare and see if you're picking up English and figuring out what the meaning is of English. I'm going to say the Lord's Prayer at this time because it's something that we'd like you to memorize. There may be times in your life when you don't have a Bible, or times are so tough you just can't think of what to pray to the Lord, but you can always say the Lord's Prayer, and it is a powerful prayer that we can pray, found in Matthew 6, verse 9 through 13. So let's bow our heads together and see if you can say it with me by now. Hopefully, more of you are getting it memorized. Let's begin. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, tonight we're going to read in Revelation chapter 7. Now, as you might remember, last time we read in chapter 6 of Revelation, and it talked about the Lamb opened up one of the seals, and John saw a white horse, a red horse, a black horse, a pale horse, and the fifth seal was open, and he saw the souls of them that were slain for the Lord God as martyrs. And then he saw that white robes were given to every one of them. And we know that some of these things, as far as martyrs, are currently happening around the world, and we just pray that the Lord would be with those people who are a part of what God is allowing. Now, God isn't doing it, but he is allowing it as fulfillment of the scripture. And but if you find yourself in that situation, you can continue to believe in prayer that the Lord would protect you and your family. And the Lord God can do that for you. So let's begin with chapter 7 in the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible. And here we're going to find out about an angel sealeth the servants of God in their foreheads. The number of them that were sealed, we'll find out. Now, it's interesting that in the world, for everything of God, there is also a counterfeit. That is Satan's counterfeit, to try to outdo God or to compete with God. We know that Satan, the devil, was once one of God's angels, and he wanted to be God, thought he was as special and powerful as God, so God kicked him out of heaven and let him have the earth for a short while. And there will be a day soon that we'll read about in Revelation in which the Lord Jesus will return as the ruler, and he will reign, and Christians will rule and reign with Christ. So we'll get to that eventually in Revelation, verse 1, chapter 7, "And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, neither the sea nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads." Now don't confuse this with the number of 666, which is the mark of the beast. This is different. This is God sealing his servants, his family. "And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel." Now that's interesting that the Bible gives an exact number, and that's 12,000 in each one of the 12 tribes, because 12 times 12 is 144,000. So that tells us that they will be descendants of Israel, or Israelites. Now, of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Now, the scripture is going to explain what I just said. Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Aser were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Nephilim were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. You may remember in the story that Joseph and Benjamin were the younger two brothers with a different mother than the other brothers. Verse 9, "After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders, and the four beasts, living creatures, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, Amen, blessing, and glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen." Now, some people say amen and some people say amen. It kind of depends on, if I'm reading scripture, I usually say amen. If I'm just saying amen at church or singing a song, amen, I sing amen. So it's kind of amen as a more spiritual meaning of the word is how I view it. Verse 13, "And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? Or where do they come from? And I said unto him, Sir, my Lord, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of the great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." Now there are some who think we may be in a part of the tribulation right now. people, whether we be in the first 3.5 years or the second 3.5 years, but those who are being martyred would probably feel like it's the second half of the 7 years, because it would seem so horrific. The second half is supposed to be worse than the first half. However, there are some who believe that the Christians will be raptured either before the tribulation starts, that's pre-trib, or some believe mid-trib, halfway through at 3.5 years, and some believe post-trib. Well, whatever you believe, the scripture is telling us here, as we've been reading in Revelation and as we've been reading on Friday night in Daniel, that some of the things that we are reading about are occurring right now, especially in the Eastern Hemisphere. We're finding many people are being martyred because they are Christians. And so it is possible that we could be within the tribulation. Now, when I studied the scripture and tried to decide for myself what I personally believe for when the rapture takes place, I couldn't conclude on one. I kind of tended toward mid, but many still teach pre-tribulation. But it doesn't really matter to me as much as that we all are ready to go when the Lord takes us to be with Him. So we must make sure that we are ready every day. Verse 15, therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve Him day and night in His temple. And He that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sunlight on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, be their shepherd, and shall lead them unto living fountains of water, the waters of life. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank You and praise You, Lord, for the word that You've given us to know what will be happening in the end time. I'm going to pray the salvation prayer after we have a worship song here, and let's allow the Spirit of the Lord to just soften our hearts, and let's just worship together as we sing in praise and admiration of the Lord. Let's listen to Here I Am to Worship by Tim Hughes, and if you can sing along, go ahead and do that. This would be a good time for you to worship the Lord in music, and I will be right back. So stay with me, please.
Darkness, open my eyes, let me see beauty that makes this heart adore You, hope of a life spent with You. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am so high. altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship, here I am.
The name of the Lord. I'd like to read a few scriptures for those of you who are thinking about giving your heart to the Lord Jesus. When you do that, you take Jesus into your life as your Lord and Savior and as your friend. Christianity is really more of a relationship with the Lord than a religion, which is different than other religions. Other religions don't per se have a relationship with anybody, but as a Christian, we can talk to God and the Lord Jesus in prayer because we believe they are alive right now, and they are indeed. In John 3:16 it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." All you have to do is believe in him and receive the gift, and you can live eternally with God's family in heaven, and you will not live in hell. You will live in heaven. John 1:2 says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God." Romans 5:8, "But God proves his love for us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." God loved you and I so much that he gave his life so that you and I could have eternal salvation, that we can have our sins forgiven, and that God can look upon us through the blood that was shed, through the lamb sacrifice of Jesus Christ, and we can thereby have a relationship with the Lord. John 14:6 says, "Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." And he also tells us that there's no other way to heaven but through Jesus. In John 1:2 it says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God." In John 3:3, Jesus said, "Ye must be born again to enter the kingdom of heaven." So I just ask that if you would like to receive the Lord right now, just say this prayer with me. And if you're at a place where you cannot say it out loud, that's all right, because the Lord can hear your thoughts and your mind, and he knows and sees your heart. So just think these words in your head. "Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I am separated from you, but I want to be with you and a part of God's family. I believe that Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for my sins, that I can be forgiven. And I receive your forgiveness. I am willing to turn from walking my way in darkness and step out in faith and walk your way, Lord Jesus, in the light, in the path of light that you've given for me to follow, to grow in the stature of the Lord Jesus Christ, to become a mature Christian. Lord Jesus, I now invite you into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. I will follow and obey you as the Lord of my life all the days of my life. I thank you so much, Lord, for this precious gift. And I pray in the name of Jesus, amen. You are now a member of God's family. Praise the name of the Lord, and the angels in heaven sing for those each time members of God's family join into the family and welcome into a part of God's family. Let's just imagine as we hear this song of Gloria in Excelsis Deo, let's just imagine that this is the angels singing while we worship together and praise the Lord for those who have accepted the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I'll be back with you. Hang on with me. Stay with me. Stay tuned. Let's worship and praise the Lord together as the angels sing, as because you have joined the family of God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all of those who've received salvation and who have joined the family of God. You know that no matter whether you're rich or poor, man or woman, adult or child, educated or not, you know, smart or not so smart, all you have to do is just say, Lord Jesus, I believe. Please forgive me of my sins, and I receive you, Lord, into my heart as my Lord and Savior. That's really all you have to say, and you have received the Lord God into your heart. But as a new Christian, you need to understand there is a commitment to try to grow and be a mature adult Christian. Right now you're a baby Christian, and it's good to read the scripture. If you don't have a Bible, to get a Bible. You can listen on my radio shows. All of 2012, I have radio shows that talk about the book of John, which is very good for new Christians. And I have that in English, Thai, Chinese, Lao, and a little bit in a couple of other languages. So that's on Wednesday night during 2012. During 2013, we've been talking in the book of Revelation on Wednesday nights. On Friday nights, I've been reading out of Revelation, but we've finished it already. So we've moved on to the book of Daniel, which is really interesting as well. So you can listen two nights a week live, plus you can listen any time of day, 7 days a week. We call that 24/7. You can listen to the gospel 24/7 and find a little bit in your native tongue. I have started some in Spanish as well for the year of 2013. So look for those. You go to the site www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Linning. Once you get there, just scroll down on the side. There's an arrow on the side. You scroll down and look for all the shows. And the second Wednesday of each month is usually English and Thai. I messed up this time, though, so because I had an emergency last week. But usually it's the second Wednesday. And on the third Wednesday in 2012, we had Lao, and on the fourth Wednesday in 2012, we had Chinese. In 2013, on the fourth Wednesday, we have Vietnamese. But I always speak in English. So if you're trying to learn English, this is a good radio show for you, in which you'll get a little help in your native language as well. So please tell your friends about it and listen, and you can get the word of the Lord, and I play music. Sometimes I sing a song. I'm not the best singer in the world, but I can sing the melody, and you can learn some of the scriptures that I've learned years ago from the Bible. I think I'll sing one right now. This is that I learned in the 1970s, and it's from the book of Psalms. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. Praise the name of the Lord. There's a song you can learn to sing along with. So let's pray tonight as we close for Nancy, because she's probably had some kind of emergency or had to work or something. So let's close together tonight, sharing a worship song of how great is our God. And let's just remember to pray for one another during the week. And I hope you will pray for me as well, because I need your prayers as much as you need them. We need to pray for one another. So, dear Lord, we just thank you for all our friends. Lord, we pray blessing upon each one of them. Lord, we pray that you would bless Nancy and in whatever situation she's having tonight, that she could not come and call in. Lord, we pray that you would bless her and her family and remedy the situation. Lord, we know the summer is harder for us all to call in, but we still love you just as much, and we still want to spend time with you and share the word. We pray, Lord, that you would anoint those who are listeners on our radio to share the word of God with their friends and family. Bless and anoint them, Lord, that they could be the voice to others and tell about the good news that Jesus brings for each one of us. We thank you so much, Lord, for our Christians who listen on a regular basis, that you would bless and anoint them and heal those who are sick or infirmed, Lord. Those who are oppressed of the devil, Lord, we pray that you would loose them. We bind the spirit, Lord, that may be in them and cast it out in the name of Jesus. We know that you cast out spirits that you talk about in the book of John, and that in the name of Jesus, as you demonstrated, we as Christians can heal and free the oppressed as well as you did in your name, Lord. We pray for those who are oppressed by others, that you would give them a spirit of the Lord to speak to others, or to free them from their situation, of those who might be in bondage. Lord, give them hope. Give them a way out, Lord. Lord, meet the heart of those who might be holding them in bondage, that you would convict them, Lord, that what they're doing is wrong, and that you would help them to hear the word of God on the radio or TV or some way, Lord, that they would become part of God's family, be forgiven of their sins. We pray, Lord, that you would be with our leaders of the world, that as we approach and we see the end time played out upon the earth and your word is fulfilled, Lord, that you would bless your family, Lord. We worship you, Lord, and pray this in the precious name of Jesus. Let's just finish out the last minute or so here, worshiping the Lord together. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, you are great, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name. Remember above all that God loves you, and so do I. Until next time, this is your host, Diane Lenning. It's been my pleasure to share the word of the Lord with you tonight or today as it may be. We'll see you next Wednesday night, or as the case may be if you listen once a month or every Friday night. God bless you. Take care. Good night. Bye-bye.